Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. That is the voice of John Paxson, the Bulls Vice President of Basketball Operations, and we welcome him now to the program. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
You know, very interested to hear a lot of the stuff you said yesterday, John. I just wanted to follow up on a couple of things. One of the comments you made is that it's as important a summer as you've had in a long time, and I presume that means having the core three play together, and there was some talk of that, and I know you can't mandate that they all get together and work together, but are there plans for that? Is Lowry going to have to go home for a while and, you know, show off the kid and meet the all the neighbors? But how do you get that to happen?
Yeah, well, you know, initially everybody gets away. You need guys to get away from the building, their teammates, the organization, and you know, it's for them. It's the off season. You don't want long off seasons like this, obviously. But and I know Lowry went back to Finland, I think, last night. You know, we have a plan in place through our sports performance department, Chip Schaefer and his group. Of kind of how we want to go about the summer. And a lot of the initial part of it is for a kid like Lowry, he didn't get any training last summer. You know, he got drafted late June. He played on the national team almost up until training camp. And, you know, when we got him, he was just dead tired, but he never even had a chance to work on his strength and his body. So that's going to be a primary focus for him initially. And he'll have a small obligation to the national team at the end of June, but that should be that'll probably be it for him. As far as the other guys, you know, they do the same thing. We have blocks of training that they will go through. You know, some guys will work. A lot of guys work in town. Some like to go to, you know, hometowns, things like that. But we have a program. We keep a pulse on everything. I think what you're talking about in terms of them playing together. What we generally do is we get to first of all, I know there's been talk among the guys that they want to get together at certain times during the summer as a group, whether it be in LA or here in Chicago and work out together, which is always a good thing when your guys can do that and initiate it on their own. But when we get to Labor Day and after leading up into training camp, then to September, that's when guys really get the opportunity to be together and play and pick up games and things like that. And I told them the other night that it's so important for them to be in the best shape they can be in, healthy, so that we can hit the ground running in September and really get this thing moving in the right direction. And the big key is going to be their health. We had so many kind of odd injuries this year with Chris Dunn and even Lowry with the, you know, lower back spasms and things like that just never gave us an opportunity to play lineups that you want to play. And that's going to be the big thing going into next year.
And Pax, your honesty yesterday when you said you loved Lowry in the draft but didn't know what you had, and now, you know, pleasantly surprised, I think, everyone, all the aspects of his game. And it seems to be that you would have loved Chris Dunn even when you were talking to Boston about that pick. When do you know what you have in the core three? Because 255 minutes wasn't anyone's idea of enough time together to evaluate the group.
That's the right point, Brian, because we really don't. I mean, you know, it's when we made the deal, we made it because we thought we were getting three very talented young players. And we knew Zach was going to be out for an extended period of time, but that's going to be the big key is how they come and play together. And I do think, though, that Fred and his staff learned a lot about the individuals this year and how they're going to approach using them going into next season. And, you know, one of the things that you talk about is, you know, we obviously want to play fast, and we did much better job of that this year. You know, just getting the ball up the court quickly. I think the next step, our evolution, is going to be what's a good shot versus what's a bad shot. You know, so that when you do push the ball up quickly and you get open shots, you know, your guys have to kind of understand and define that. But, you know, getting Zach out ahead of the ball, where he can use his speed and his athleticism, you know, getting him up the floor, those type of things. That's where I think that Fred and staff have at least learned about the individuals and can kind of implement some more flow offense where these guys' creativity and athletic skills can take over. So, but the biggest thing, you know, with us, you know, the continuity is huge. We need to get that. And that's why I keep mentioning, you know, when we do, they've got to work hard individually this off season to, you know, Zach got to keep improving his leg strength and where he's 100% confident in himself. And, you know, Chris Dunn had a lot of these injuries. I just always tell guys that, you got to come into training camp in great, great shape. I mean, our game is a transition game. It's up and down. The way the game is going, it's quicker, it's faster. So that's going to be a premium for our guys is being in great shape and playing together.
I found it interesting to hear you talk a bit yesterday about the culture that's developing and the, kind of the understanding of the selflessness needed to play the game. And, you know, before Chris and Zach were shut down, there was this kind of story that was just starting to come out about this idea that do they have a potential alpha male conflict, if you know what I'm saying? Like, is there, you know, position-wise, is the point guard, is the quarterback of the team have to be the leader over the so-called scorer? Or, you know, how do you balance that on a team? You've been through plenty of teams, and you know, John, obviously when Jordan was there, he was the alpha male, and it wasn't difficult for everyone to fall in line with a player like that. But when you have guys where you don't know who's better than someone else, and they're battling to be that guy, how do you balance it?
You know, I think that sometimes gets a little bit overstated, and it's kind of a storyline that gets created more than, you know, maybe there's truth in it. I think that plays out. I mean, let's be honest here. We're still dealing with a bunch of young guys, I mean, for the most part. And I've been on teams, you know, like, I'll tell you this. One of the more defining culture things we did was a long time ago when I first got the job in 2003. And we made a trade, and we got Antonio Davis from Toronto. And we've just hired Scott Skiles. But Antonio was, you know, we had a bunch of young guys, and Antonio was a very good player. And you know, solid that, but he was the leader. He was the guy that came in and set the tone for our young guys. So it doesn't always have to be, you know, hey, we have to have this, you know, our leading scorer be the, what you want to call the alpha or whatever. I think personalities play a lot into it. I think when you look at, you know, the three guys we got in that deal, you know, Zach's, he's a little more quiet on the floor. Chris Dunn, I think is more vocal, can obviously be more vocal. I think Lowry's going to grow into that type of a role. And the other guy that, you know, we talk so much about what we got in the trade for Jimmy, the other guy that's really a tough-minded vocal guy for us is Bobby Portis. And he had a phenomenal year and is a guy that we are going to count on going forward. So I think leadership will be established naturally. And I mentioned this yesterday. I think sometimes you get caught up in who's going to, you know, what guy's going to take the last shot and that type of thing. And, you know, my belief is, having been a part of teams, and especially the good teams, is the really good teams, there's a trust that's created among the group. And, of course, you're going to have your best players. I mean, I can envision down the line where in the game situations, if we're not running maybe a screen and roll for Chris Dunn to get into the paint, it's Lowry in an isolation or Zach coming off a screen where he has an opportunity to attack the basket. But the thing is, there's a trust factor that comes with any team. And it becomes, you know, if something's taken away from a great player, then you hit the open man. And we saw that over and over again, you know, in our era. So I think it's more about, you know, if you've got five really good players out on the floor at the end of a game, it becomes making the right decision and hitting the open man. And I just have a belief system. You never make the wrong decision when you hit the guy that's open and you get the best shot.
You spent so much time around the team on road trips and being around the group. Did you get much time to actually go out and put your eyes on some of the draft guys you'll be looking at? You have two first-round picks And a lot of times, you know, here's hoping that the sixth or seventh pick is the star pick, but sometimes that second pick ends up being the better player, and you have to look at that many more players to get down to the 20s.
Well, I did get out to see the higher end guys, you know, that I needed to see. You know, Gar spent the entire year out on the road, and along with our staff, you know, we do some good things, you know, in terms of coverage and that. So we've got a good pulse on things, but now becomes the, you know, kind of the grinding work where you dig into guys more. You know, we'll sit down as a group and watch players. We'll get them through the pre-draft camp and in the interview process, all those things that matter. I just think that you can, you know, if you do your work, you can always find quality in the draft. And I do think this draft will be, you know, we'll it's very good. It's you know, especially at the top. But you know, we've done a good job in, you know, when we've had picks in the 20s of searching out guys that, you know, kind of fit us. And you know, sometimes that's been a, you know, a guy that's been in a program for 3 or 4 years. But that, you know, that's okay. I mean, you know, we're always trying to look for the great athlete and that type of thing. But again, it's about trying to build a team where certain skills complement your better players. I think that's one of the lessons you always learn or you always see in this game with the great teams. You've got the great players, but you've got the complementary pieces that fit so well around them, and the great players draw out the strengths of the others. So I'm confident, and it goes to, you know, the whole process last summer when we made the trade. We talked about it, you know, we're rebuilding with young players, young pieces, and we're going to add to that this year. And for me, that's exciting because I think, you know, if we do the right things, we make the right decisions, we be patient and not get going too fast, then this will all play out in a positive way for us, and we can become a real good team sooner rather than later.
John, I know that the Dwayne Wade situation, for whatever reasons, I think the number was $27 million that you paid for guys on other teams. That's not money earmarked for free agency, I would imagine. The plan is to build from within?
Well, you know, the thing was, our salary structure this year was low, even with those payments. You know, I've said this many times. I mean, we looked to plug some holes before we made the deal for Jimmy. We were trying to remain competitive, and you know, we got to the playoffs those years. You know, but we looked at it and said that's not sustainable. So we have managed our cap well. We definitely will have money to spend, but we don't want to go against, you know, the philosophy we chose last year and the direction that we chose. And I think that's really important. You know, I think our decisions can be made with a clear mind, knowing the direction we have. So obviously, if you're ever in the market for a great player, then you go for that. But we have to be disciplined in our approach. We have to see what we have with the young guys that like you mentioned, haven't played much together. I think when you throw Robin Lopez in that mix, the four of those guys only played 6 games together. And
wow,
you know, so yeah, so it's you know, but that's again what is encouraging is that I, you know, let's face it, had we been healthy all year long, and you guys saw Chris Dunn's development once he gained that confidence in himself, and Zach had his moments, and we saw what Lowry, you know, can be. The potential to be a good team is there, but again, we're young and we need to improve in so many areas, you know, defensively, all these things. But that's what's exciting about it, because we've got an opportunity here that I think we'll take advantage of.
You've been through some interesting negotiations. I guess all negotiations are interesting or have their moments, but I remember, I'm sure the organization thought you guys were rewarding Luol Deng and Ben Gordon, and the player had other thoughts at the time, and so they probably regret, some of them regret not picking up the pen and signing the offers. But when it comes to Zach LaVine, I mean, because he was one of the, you know, if not the centerpiece, 1A in that deal, I'm sure his agent's going to be talking in those terms to you. And, you know, you only have, what, 25 games for 24 games to go on with Zach in a Bulls uniform. How does this play out? How quickly does it play out? And there's always the wild card of another team putting an offer sheet out there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's a restricted free agent. So you know, the way the system's set up is that Zach will have opportunities. But, you know, we like Zach a lot. And, you know, you look back to when he was the last year he was in Minnesota before he had the injury, he was averaging 19 a game. And, he was really playing at a high level, and we believe he can play and will play at a high level. But we'll just let the process play out. And at the right time, you know, GAR does our negotiating with agents, and you know, we do it in conjunction with Jerry, obviously, in terms of how we want to approach things. But we have a very good relationship with Bill Duffy, who represents Zach. Zach has been terrific with all of us. He's brought he's got a great personality. He's brought a great energy to the team. He wants to do things the right way, and this is a real important summer for him. I've mentioned many times that, you know, guys that come off ACLs, oftentimes it's the second year that they kind of finally find their, you know, their confidence and their strength again, and you know, we expect that from Zach again. But that whole process will play out.
John, it's been a wacky season. I mean, it started with such difficulty with the Portis and Nico thing, and then, you know, the halcyon days of the 10 and 6 December, which people said, well, that's going to affect your draft pick. But maybe that got Nico built up to a point where you get another draft pick. You know, you look at everything in the slog to end the season. When you look back on this, will you remember more the difficulty you had to go through? And, you know, I know you're hoping that this is in the rearview mirror. You're going to have two more picks, presumably younger guys. You know, at some point, it's good to get it over and move forward, right?
Yeah, I want to move forward. This was a disjointed year, and you're right. It started with that incident, but even that ended up us giving Lowry an opportunity that
right.
I mean, he would have gotten it at some point, I'm sure, but he got it right away, and we were like, you know, man, this kid, you know, he's probably a little bit better than we thought, you know. So, you know, so that happened, but it was disjointed, and you know, but I've said many times, you know, with the injuries and our core guys not really being able to play as often together as you would like, and then, you know, we made a decision that you know, play younger guys to see what we had, and there were real benefits that came out of that. You know, we've Cameron Payne, who, you know, really had a tough time when we brought him over, and then had the broken foot. You know, we found a player that I think can be a really good backup in our system. He's definitely he pushes the ball as well as any point guard we've had in a long time. Throws it ahead, gets us in the offense really well. So, you know, that's you know, you're always looking for, you know, complementary guys, and so I think, you know, the decision we made, you know, we found something, you know, in terms of which we wouldn't have maybe known had we not been in this type of position. And I said this yesterday, I believe this fully, that when you have young guys, you know, the only way to truly find out about them is if you give them consistent minutes over a consistent period of time where they can play, maybe find a rhythm, and you see what you have, and they see who they are as players. And that was the benefit in a lot of ways for us this year. So we're going to put this behind us. Yeah, we're going to add a couple young players to our mix, but again, we're going to be patient, but let's see what we have, and that's going to be the exciting part of it. If we can, and our fan base has been terrific and supportive, and I know this, if we put a team out there that, you know, plays hard and plays the right way, shows that they care, then our fan base will support us, but more than that, we'll find a way to win games and be back as a competitive group, you know, much sooner than maybe people anticipated.
Great, John. Thank you. Good luck with everything, including the lottery. I mean, that's always fun to win that thing. You've done it before.
Enjoy your one-day break and then get back at it.
All right. Got it. Thanks.
Thanks, John. Take care, buddy. That's John Paxson, the Bulls Vice President of Basketball Operations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.